Good morning. Just before we start the service, there is a car that's got the lights on and running, and it's in the handicapped. It's a Buick. Oh, okay. Thank you. I thought that would give me another minute. Yeah. Good morning. When we fall into the traps of groundless fears, you deliver us. When an epidemic of worry threatens to overcome us, you protect us. When harmful words are flung at us, you answer our cries for help. Gracious God, we worship you. When our lives crumble, you urge us to buy hope's fields. When we are tempted by wealth, you point us to those who have nothing but share all. When we are eager to grasp senseless lies, you wrap our hands around God's promises. Servant of the poor, we follow you. When the world silences our hope, you give us the words to make the good confession of faith. When we have lost our way and can no longer endure the emptiness of our lives, you satisfy us from the abundance of God's grace and joy. Sheltering spirit, we seek your peace. God in community, holy in one, our refuge, our trust, our hope, we lift our prayer to you. Would you join me in the call to worship? The word has come from us, for us from God, who promises to shelter us under the wings of hope and grace. The word has come to us from Jesus, who encourages us to remember. The word flows to us from the Spirit, who reminds us. Would you join us in the singing of As Lives the Flower Within the Seed, and it is in your brown hymnal, the Mennonite hymnal, number 568, please.
As lives a flower within the sea, as rambles on,
there's nothing to get your nerves started to be worship leader, singer, conductor, and not have your music book up front. Welcome to each and every one of you here today. And if there are any guests that would like to be introduced or you have someone you'd like to introduce, please feel free to do so right now. Okay. Oh, how nice. Welcome from Calgary. You had, 5 degrees the other day, and look at us, we're still warm. Yes, very warm. If no one else would like to be introduced, then it is just really good to see all of you here this morning, especially some newborns. And in terms of looking at your announcements, as you know, there is always plenty. So let's have a quick look at some of them. We won't, of course, announce all of them. And first of all, I want to mention under number 5, Robert and Veronica Dick have their little Emily Grace with us today. She's a sister to Jacob, and she is very new, not even a week old. And the proud grandparents are Jacob and great-grandparents are Jacob and Olga Dick and Anna Reimer, and the grandparents are Elma Dick and Albert Cowenhoen and Henry and Mary Brown. So welcome here this morning, Emily, and to the family. And yes, we deserve to give you a little hand for your beautiful little girl. It is a special time for sure. If you look under number 11, in terms of the Sunday school assistance that we still need, yes, a lot of you have signed up and we appreciate that, but we are still in dire need of some more, so we're at the sort of bare bones. So really give that some consideration and sign up today if you can. And remember how important that is to the little children in our church. And let your heart move you to sign up. Also, there will be a brief congregational meeting on September the 20th in order to make some changes, just to accept that for the Constitution. Also want to mention that the NKMC choir is going to start singing for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, so start practicing September 20th and 27th and October 4th. So make sure you come in and join. It's not a huge commitment like we used to have every Thursday, so please do come and join us and sing. I know there's so many of you who love to do that. And I'm telling you, the best place to sit up is here. Okay? So do join us. And also just to remember, next Sunday, of course, that is our welcoming home Sunday where all of our activities will begin. We will have a special thank you for Chris Titterton for his years of service. We'll also have Tim Wenger starting shortly after. And we're going to have the Family Ministries prepare a lovely meal for us so that we can all come downstairs and enjoy that time. And the Mission Choir will be singing Epiphania on September the 14th at 7. And under number 14, also the Baby Boomers, so you can check that one out. As you know, there is lots of announcements beyond NKMC. Please make sure that you read them as well. Now, as for our sharing, under number 1, we have a prayer request for Emmanuel. Now, many of you may remember Jorge and Darlene when they were in our choir. Darlene played for us. They sang with us some years ago, and they have come back to Canada. Jorge was actually teaching in Ascension and have come back for their son who is now being treated for cancer. Keep them in your prayers. As well, we have Henry and Elfrida Dick and their family as Henry recovers from his stroke. And Louise, who is still in hospital and also requires prayers, as you can well imagine what it must feel like to be in hospital month after month after month. It's hard for her, but it's also hard for the caregivers and the families. And pray for all the leaders, all the students, as everyone heads back to school and we start our routines. Is there anyone else who would like to share or has an announcement they'd like to make? And we see hands coming up, so... Oh, we've got two.
I just would like to ask people to go through their photo albums within the last 10 years that have pictures related to church activities. Alma and I have been recruited to just pick about 80-ish pictures to sort of depict the last 80 years of life at NKMC. The old pictures we've got, newer pictures from all the different, from youth, from Boys Club, from Willing Helpers, from whatever, Community Kitchen, whatever you've been involved in, if you have some pictures, if you could drop them off at the church office, what did we say the deadline was, Alma? The 16th of September. So just drop them off. We're not guaranteeing that every picture you bring to us will be used, but we do need a variety. So just put your name on the back if you want them back, and yeah, you'll enjoy a wonderful picture show on the 4th of October.
Hi, this is Kim Zacharias. I just wanted to draw some attention to bulletin number 10. Because September 13th is a busy day already, we're just going to add some more activities and invite everyone who attends our church to come and put their handprint with paint on the wall in the music room downstairs. There's been a lot of activity down there this spring and summer with painting going on, and we want everyone to be a part of our body of Christ and the themes of seasons and hands and that kind of thing. So if you could come either between 10 and 10:30 and then come enjoy Steve Bell and the church service, and then if you haven't had a chance, you can come during the homecoming lunch. And if you don't have a chance next week, I'm sure that you can have an opportunity one other day. So thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Hi, I just have some good news. My nephew Josiah Brubaker was married yesterday, and he's the first of our next generation who was married, so it's great.
Well, I personally am very excited about putting my handprint on. I've never done that before. Now, who hasn't had one from their grandkids, right? I've got those everywhere in my home, so they all get to do it. Why shouldn't we as adults? So I'm looking forward to picking hopefully my favorite color so I can put my handprint on as well. If there are no more announcements, then we will go into our prayer. Thank you, God, for sunshine, for rain, for blue skies and grain. Thank you for family, friends, and our church community. There is so much to be thankful for, and yet, at times, we struggle with what life puts in our path. Sometimes it may feel like small branches scattered here and there, and then we have boulders and logs that make our burden hard to bear. Hopelessness and despair seep into our hearts, and we ask, is this another broken promise? Another promise that God isn't keeping? It is so hard to understand why. We ask, did God keep his promise when the one we love dies, or is afflicted by mental illness, or has a stroke, when there are marriages that break up or unhappy family relationships, when the world sees the young 3-year-old boy lying on a shore, when refugees are desperate to get on trains, and terrified parents and children wonder if their nightmare will ever end. But we know God does keep his promises, promises for strength, for his healing love, and he asks us to trust him and give him our burdens. That is his promise. We ask God to be with the family of Peter Jansen as they mourn his death and celebrate his life. We ask that you lay your healing hands on Henry Dick, on Manuel Hidalgo, Louise Lage, and all of our church family in our personal care homes. Give the caregivers also that strength and patience, as they too need prayers. We pray for relief and comfort for the many homeless around the world, amidst war, hunger, terrorism. Fill our hearts with love and compassion. God is a promise keeper. God knows everything. God is not out to harm you. God wants to help you. God has plans for you. With God, our future is filled with hope. May this be our prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen. The children's story. Oh, we have a hymn first, sorry. And the hymn is Under His Wings. It's a good way to remember Mr. Jansen, but I also thought, at first, people always think of this as a funeral hymn. I certainly did, until I looked up and it said it was all about promises as well. So when I really looked at the words in a different light, it is about promises. If you would like to stand, if you can, and you want to join us in singing, please open your brown hymnals to 575. Thank you.
the children would like to come up, that would be just fantastic. You look taller now that you're a big brother.
Yeah.
Okay, remind me, I promise to give you one of these later, okay? Unless you don't like them. Okay. So, what does this mean? Pinky promise. What's a pinky promise? It's a promise. You can never break. Cool. I didn't know that. Your pinkies will fall off if you break the promise. All right. So, show me your hands. I want to see if you've ever broken a promise. Nope, none of you. So, do any of us ever promise and then try to not do what we promise? So, what do we promise people? We promise, I won't tell anybody what you just told me. And then do we tell? Yes, sometimes. Well, how does that work? We pinky promised. How do we tell somebody if we pinky promised? I don't know. Has anybody ever told you, promised you something they didn't do? Yeah, sometimes. Like somebody, you know, like sometimes your parents promise, I'm going to come to your soccer game, and then they're not there. There's always a good reason, but sometimes it happens, and sometimes we forget too, or sometimes we don't want to. Like, your parents say, you have to clean your room today because we're getting company tomorrow, and you say, I promise I'll clean it, and then do we clean it? Sometimes not. Or when you get older, it's the grudge. Right, Brian? Okay. So, promises. Well, why do we even promise we don't always keep them? Do we mean to? Yeah, no. Yeah. This sounds like a politician. Oh, sorry. That slipped out. So we mean to mostly when we promise when we're going to do something, we say, yeah, I'm going to promise. And sometimes when people say, I have a secret, I'll tell you, but you have to promise not to tell. And we say, I promise, because we want to hear so badly what they have to tell us, right? Yeah. Well, anyhow, promises are important, and God makes us promises too. And today we're going to talk about how sometimes it feels like God forgets to keep his promises. And what does that mean? So that's a really big one. I want to make sure that you talk with your parents about that at lunchtime and say, does God always keep his promises? So you know what the big promises of God are? That he loves us. And that he always, 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 always keeps, even if we go through some really hard times. Anyhow, let's pray. Thank you, God, for promising to always love us and to be with us even when there are hard times. We wish you would make life easy, but you don't always, but you're always there, so we're really glad for that. Amen. Okay, you can head back now. What's the problem here? The candies? What about the candies? But I like these kind. I want to keep them. But I didn't pinky promise. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to each to come, and there's two for each of you. And then I want you to take one more, and I want you to say to someone, I promise to give this after church, so you can't eat it, and you have to make sure you give it to them, okay? All right. So two for you and one for the person you're going to promise. Here you go, buddy. Here you guys. You want three different colors? Pink one, and you have two more. You want, and one more. You want one more? There you go. Okay. It'd be great.
I will admit, when I looked at the theme for today, broken promises, does God keep his promises? And Pastor Gary said, don't get too personal, Lainey. And it's true. I think we all sometimes feel that God doesn't keep his promises when lots of bad things happen in our life. But when I read the psalm that Jeff will share with us later, and listened to it and read it in a different way, and looked up some things just to read, I also read, a promise is the assurance that God gives to his people so they can walk by faith while they wait for him to work. Sometimes we get impatient, and he's not working quickly enough, or sometimes I think not at all. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. We can't just put the pleasant promises up on our walls and then act surprised when suffering comes. Hold on to hope. And I think that's where the key is in everything that we do. If you don't have hope, then you don't really have anything. Sometimes we have to wait a long time before a promise is fulfilled in our lives. But we need to hold on unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So don't give up. Don't bail when you think God has failed you. He hasn't. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Remember, a promise is the assurance that God gives to his people so they can walk by faith while they wait for him to work. And if that isn't, that's personal, because I need to be patient and wait. So the offering, I'm going to sing the verses, but I'd like you to open up your hymnals so that you can join in the chorus. And it is in your blue hymnal worship book, and it is under number 596. And the chorus is just in there for you, and I will sing the verses. We'll call the folks who are taking collection up. Jeff.
Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, I can't finish this, because this is the psalm that Nancy read every night. I'm going to try. She read it every night as she was fighting cancer. And the title today is Broken Promises. And I don't understand. I know I'm not supposed to understand, but I don't understand why this promise wasn't kept for my wife, for Nancy. I'll just read the last piece here. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. Maybe it's just that last line, but I'll leave it to Pastor Gary. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
You're raising the question that all of us hold from time to time. We read through these promises in Scripture, and we go through things, and we say, just a minute here. It says one thing, and here's my life. And they're not matching up. What do we do with that? Today we want to spend a little bit of time asking that question. Does God answer and fulfill this promise? God, we do come to you, and like Moses, asking what your name is so that we have a handle on you. We long to understand so that we can grasp onto things and understand it all, and you don't give us that. But you have been there for us, and we are grateful as you have been with your people throughout all time. This morning, we ask that you would help us to be willing to stand on the edge and ask you the hard questions. We know that you love us dearly, and you invite us to come in honesty before you. Today, God, we will. Promises are part of our life. We're in the middle of an election. We've heard promises. Lots and lots of promises. Apparently, we're going to lower taxes and raise all the spending, and it's going to be a balanced budget. So, looking forward to this one, I'll tell you something. Many of you have probably been to a wedding or two this summer, for better or for worse, rich or poor, till death do us part. It's a promise. Those of you who have downloaded any programs on your computer or your phone, you do the. There's a little question there. Do you agree to everything below? Punch agree is a promise. Yes, I agree with that, and I will abide by that. Some of you have mortgages or loans, or used to. And you go into the bank and they say, can I have a pail full of money, please? And they say, sure, here you go. Oh, not so quick. How about you sign this if you don't mind? We know a handshake's great and all that, but and a pinky's worth is wonderful, but I'd like your signature here, please. And by the way, we're going to keep you a cleaner so you don't pay this back. Handshakes, signatures, affirmations, pinky swears, cross my heart. We have lots of language that talks about promise. And we live there, and it's all good. Because, as we've heard the definition of promise, we want to make sure that the things we say were as good as that. We say we're going to show up, we're going to show up. We're going to do this, we're going to do it. We're going to pay back our loan, we're going to pay it back. just as surely as promises are a part of life, so are broken promises. I'm sure all of the candidates that we vote in a few months are going to do just a marvelous job, and we're going to be so grateful for them as we have been for our MLAs in the past. But seriously, do we believe their promises? No. Nobody does. I mean, it's a bit of a, we chuckle a little bit when they come up with these promises and we say, what? We can't do that. It's impossible. 43% of marriages end in divorce by the 50th year. They don't need to wait for something, but that's just a statistic. That's in Canada. As far as our computers go, when you punch I agree, we have no idea if we're living up to our promise because I don't think I've ever met anybody who read that thing. Do you agree with this? Sure. Agree with what? No idea, but we agree. Well, it's not a whole lot different than signing a mortgage. Very few of us, well, we bring it to our lawyer, and I'm sure they all agree, but we sign the mortgage or our loan, and we say, absolutely, I'll do everything you say in here, even though we have no clue what it says in there. There are lots of broken promises. As we heard here before, kids promising to clean their room, parents promising to show up, it's all disappointing. There are some broken promises which are incredible to people. There's the term deadbeat dad. Fathers who don't show up to fulfill their promises. I'm going to come. There are the promises of people who are lost in abuse or alcoholism or that kind of thing, and they promise, you know, this is the last time. Never going to happen again. I'm not going to have any more drinking. I'm not going to hit you again. It's all done. And we know where that goes. Because on rare except for rare occasions, unless there's interventions. It goes on. Very painful broken promises. Very regular broken promises. Now, there's a lot of reasons that people break promises. Some of the reasons they make promises is nobody cares. And with reference to the political situation again. Sometimes people break promises because they promise more than they can produce. They keep making big promises and they can't. That's one I struggle with. I love to keep making people happy. And so I promise, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to come. We're going to look after that. We're going to do that in church one day. And I take a look at my schedule and I say, Mary, what did you do? You overpromised. And in business, there's a saying, you underpromise and overdeliver. I struggle with the opposite. Some of you probably have seen that. And I apologize. But we're becoming really good at apologizing. Sometimes people mess up because situations change. So parents say, we're going to go on a, you know, before you get out of elementary school, we're going to Disneyland. Parents just put off or some extenuating circumstances in the account. You know, children understand what they don't share. You know, they live with the pain. Sometimes people don't live up to promises because they don't care. And there's just a whole lot of reasons that people don't. But there it is. We live with promises, we experience broken promises, and we are the greatest of promises of Christ. We need to. I think most of us need to all the time. And we just worship. Well, that brings us to God. We read through the Bible, there's just stacks of promises in there. God promises all sorts of things. And we look at this passage, which is sort of the flagship psalm of promises and trust. It is beautiful. In the first two verses, it talks about, it has four ways that it describes God, like almighty. You say, okay, this guy, he keeps promises, he's almighty. We're in a good place here. And then from verse 3:13, it talks about all. lambs den, trick on them, the calf. That's what it says. It talks about angels watching over us. We get the notion of Jesus. then we would pray for physical healing because you know, you want to put within us something that says, I want to live. I want to live. And so we pray for that. And then when we're finished, we say, God, you know what my will is, God? I want to be healed. I want to get better. God, I would like to know this. And we would put the person in the center of the circle, and we would all gather around, and we would lay hands on them, and we would pray. God, a healing that recognized that life is larger than what we live now, a healing that saw God in us. This doesn't answer everything. God is as we fulfill his promises as we see. And as I read to him, part of it is I see it, I know. And part of it is I look back and I see the many faithful people, some of you came out of Russia. And in the midst of losing everything you had, farms and houses, spouses, children, in the midst of that, you can smile and say, I'm with you. And as I talk to you, even though I don't get this language, I hear, God has reached out. He affirms that through his word as we read that, and he gives us his promises on every other day. He affirms that as it surrounds us through people like this, our friends and family dearly love us, who sit there and weep with us without words sometimes, because they know, and we know all of that, we feel God's presence and we know God's that as you work at these things that you will feel the presence of God, and when you don't, you would look for God's words and surround yourself with God's word. There are times when it's important to say, I can't pray anymore, I can't feel God's presence. And you get people around you and say, will you hold me?
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear are seen, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. eternally my love's stronghold, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot feel, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting on my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I am standing on the promises of God.
Please stand. Please. Amen. As those who have heard and understood the promise, is articulated so well in Romans 8,
and I chose this song simply because it's one of my favorites, and it's just a beautiful, simple, wonderful song, and I hope I don't have to leave too early so I can sing it too, Gary.